Hi, guys. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Well, it's Monday again, and it's rolled around the day after Mother's Day, and I trust he had a great Mother's Day. So today, let's kind of go in a different direction and maybe take on something of substance and something that might help us in our everyday lives. And let's start off in the book of Romans chapter 5 in verse 6, where Scripture says, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now, in countless ways, we live in a society that constantly assigns to us various levels of worth and status, from first-class airfare to VIP access or a platinum membership. I mean, even credit cards are about our status, where we fly or how we check into a cruise or the kind of restaurant reservations we can make. I mean, it's all about something that builds us up with worth and with status. And this is what the world offers us. And so as human beings, we tend to size ourselves up constantly. In some ways, this is simply the economy of the world in which we live in. But those who follow Jesus, who claim to be the followers of Jesus Christ, Christians, are invited into life, into God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, the priorities and values get turned completely upside down, or maybe more appropriately, right side up. As we enter into God's kingdom, we see that unlike the values of the world, God isn't impressed with our wealth, our power. He certainly couldn't care less about our social status. In fact, he invites us to show the world what truly is of value and worth. In the scriptures, we're reminded time and time again that the worth of each and every human being comes not from their intelligence, not from their intellect or their perceived value or their social worth or their fiscal worth, but from the fact that they are created in the image of God and that they are beloved by him. The only requirement for anyone to enter into God's kingdom is to respond in love to the love shown in Jesus. So this strikes at the very heart, at the real core of the true value system of God's economy, not ours. And the only worth that any human being has is the simple fact that they are loved by God and created in his image. I mean, think about it. I have never preached a funeral where a family member stood up to give some type of eloquent thanks for their loved one, and what they talked about was how much money they made or what great cars they bought, but what they remembered were the things that you couldn't purchase. They remembered the times when they were encouraged when everybody else gave up on them. They remembered that when they were hurt, that somebody cared for them. They remembered when they didn't know what to do, somebody helped them do it. Really, think about it. We were created in God's image, and the only requirement for any of us to get into God's kingdom is to respond to Jesus. You see, in light of the values of God's kingdom, Paul's words from Romans 5 are pretty stinking significant. Jesus didn't extend his love to us once we had it all together, once we had anything that the world would consider value. Once we had made a name for ourselves or proved our worth to him, we didn't have to do all that before he accepted us. No, he says God showed us his impartial and embracing love for us while we were still messed up, while we were still sinners. And here's the hard part. If this is how God loves us, it should also be how we love one another. It is so easy for us to extend compassion and grace to people we find deserving of our love. I mean, that's pretty easy. How much harder is it to show the same care for the people we struggle to love, for people we deem unworthy or unlovable or just not very nice? You see, when we remember God's love for sinners like us, it should soften our heart to the ability to extend his love to each and every person we meet. You know, I read a quote from Thomas Merton, and here's what it said. "Our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. That's not our business. And in fact, it is nobody's business. What we are asked to do is to love." I would just say to you today, on this Monday following Mother's Day, what a great day to think about how are you doing in the love category. I find it so easy to love people who agree with me, but I am called to love all people. I find it easy to agree with people that vote like me, but I am called to love other people. I like it. I believe it's so easy to love people who not only agree with me, not only people who are like me. I find it so easy to love people that simply are kind and gracious. But what about those that aren't? Friend, listen, if the church is to be the church, then we have to be the people of the church that will genuinely, lovingly love others. Keep this in mind today. It is God's job to judge us. It is Jesus. It is his job to forgive us. It is the Holy Spirit's job to keep us, and it is our job to love one another. God bless you. Have a great Monday. Bye now.